Hey guys, it's Jen Mack, Lady of the Mind. Today we are going to talk about the new and improved podcast. The name is no longer Life Mastery. It is now called Phoenix Rising. Why did I choose Phoenix Rising? Because it is all about the process. It is all about lighting those things on fire that no longer work for you. The thoughts, the belief, the stories, the vocabulary that don't work. They're not leading you to where you want to go in your life. That is really what I teach. It's about burning those things down and rising above from the ash as a newer, better version of yourself. So today we're going to talk about the name change, all of the changes that are going to happen to the podcast, and the new things that are coming up in the future. Let's go get that nugget. Welcome to the new and improved Phoenix Rising. This is the new podcast. I just want to give today, it's kind of like the new version, letting you know of what's happening to the podcast, what's coming up, and what's heading into the future for all of us, really, for me and for you, and what changes are taking place. So I think I reminded you a while ago that back in January, I did this tarot reading for the whole year, like this snapshot for the 12 months for 2024. And one of the things that was definitely threaded throughout my whole year was change, big change. And that means big change for business as well as me spiritually and personally. And that's been happening. And one of the things that was early on in the year was divine intervention. And the retreat that I went to with my business coach, actually it was a virtual retreat, was talking about how divine intervention, if it happens, is to really surrender to that message and that flow of the change that's coming. And that can be really hard. And I think that the change that came with my podcast, which I'll tell you about in a second, I think if I didn't do that retreat, if I didn't do that virtual retreat with her and really embrace surrendering, I think that this upcoming change with my podcast would have been really, really difficult. So I record my podcast on my phone with this really cool microphone. and then I upload into this app, and then I can what I call episode stack. So I put the short, which was, you know, I just talked about a second ago, and then the intro that has the music, and then I put this episode, and then I put the outro. And I get to stack. It's really, really simple. And I upload it, and I share it to the app, and then I use my, you know, I go to my laptop and do all the stuff. And it was so easy and so fun. Well, come June 1st, that episode stacker, that builder that I use, the editing software, is going away. And so with that, now I have to find a new platform or I cancel the podcast. And it was a toss-up. Like I wasn't sure. I'm like, is this divine intervention trying to tell me that I need to quit my podcast? Or is this divine intervention trying to get me to do something else and elevate myself and my business and my podcast? So I chose the latter. I hope that's okay with you. I wanted to keep going with my podcast. I kind of want to see what it's going to do and where it's going to go and how it's going to unfold. So that meant changing the name and kind of categorizing who I'm reaching. And so all these things are going to kind of happen in the background. You won't notice much. You might see some show notes that are filling in differently and stuff like that. And of course the name, but let's talk about the upcoming changes. This isn't a really fun episode though. At the end, I want to talk about acceptance and divine intervention, how that worked and how that played into my life and into my business and how it can play into your life. But just some of the quick changes that are happening to the podcast. Obviously the first one is Phoenix Rising, changing the name. One of the things that I chose about that, I couldn't decide if I wanted to go Rising Phoenix or Phoenix Rising. I chose Phoenix Rising because it really is about the change and the process that this Greek mythological bird, is that a word? Mythological? I think it is. If it's not, it is today. That bird, the process that bird goes through, it's all of a sudden, you know, reaches a certain stage in its life, and then it catches fire and it burns all the way into ash and then is reborn from the ashes. And I thought that is really a cool metaphor for what we do. In order for us to elevate and to rise up, we have to burn those bridges, basically. We have to burn the old self and emerge as this new being, this new higher elevated version of ourselves. And we have to burn the thought processes and patterns and the old beliefs and stories that no longer serve us. And it's a beautiful metaphor. And, you know, I love using metaphors and I love thinking about how I take that difficult concept of how do I basically change my life? How do I merge from this to this? How do I go from here to here? And it is about letting go of all of those things that no longer work. They are not in alignment with the new version of ourselves. And I couldn't think of a better name. So hopefully that makes sense. And hopefully you're cool with it. It's no longer going to be Life Mastery. I think that was a little bit vague. Phoenix Rising is going to start being about us burning through the things that don't work and rising into the new, better version of ourselves. And all of my programs have to do with that. My Facebook group is Lady Rising, and it's all about becoming empowered and stepping into leading in our own lives and becoming the drivers of our own car and going where we want to go in our life. And then my group coaching program is also called Lady Rising Summit. And then I have small group or small programs like little retreats and virtual programs that are have something to do with Rise Up and Revitalize. And they're all just different versions of that. And it is about us stepping into the newer, better version of ourselves, new behavior, new thought patterns, new stories, so we can elevate, so we can begin to move towards the upper part of our potential. And that's what I teach. That's what I do. It's about personal and spiritual development. So one of the other things that is going to change, and hopefully you guys are okay with this and hopefully understand that now as I'm taking on a podcast kind of in a new direction and using new technology, I now have incurred some cost, some more higher cost than what I was before. And so now what I'm doing is elevating my podcast and charging a membership fee for a higher content, higher exclusive content. And there's still going to be the free version, but it's going to drop to one time a week. Because now I'm going to be spending some really good amount of time is creating this really high value content. Now, however, though it's high value content, it's still going to be at an extremely affordable price. That is going to take place. I think I'm going to start bringing that around probably the beginning of June, because that's when this platform is going to change. So right now, this is April 30th or April 29th. I'm not even sure what the date is. April 30th. So through May, you're still going to get three episodes. They're going to be right around the same. The elevated versions will be a little bit different. Still going to be stories and teachings and trainings and high empowered content. And then come June, it's just going to drop to one a week at the free version. And the membership will include the free version plus the paid two extra episodes a week, and they will be longer episodes where I'm really going to take you by the hand in that teaching, whatever that episode is. We might do a guided meditation plus a teaching. We might do an exercise where I'm going to have you standing up and doing something where you're going to be uncovering a belief or setting an intention or releasing a story where it is, you're going to get a result right there on that episode. If you do that activity and you do that exercise with me, or I'm going to have you journaling something or drawing a mind map to figuring out where you're going and clarifying your intention. So each episode going forward, those two will be these really deep, meaningful, transformative episodes. So I'm seriously excited about bringing that to you. And again, I'm not sure exactly on the price, but it is, I don't want to say it out loud because I want to be able to change it and really solidify it come June, but it's going to be an extremely affordable price, extremely affordable. Like I'm talking less than $10 a month, and it's going to be valuable content. So be on the lookout for that coming June 1st. The other thing I wanted to share with you is the website. So my big umbrella business company name is called The Enrichment Academy. It's been that for years and years and years, and everything just kind of stems underneath that. Like building a business online now is kind of tough because we have all these different names, but this one, my big umbrella business is called The Enrichment Academy, and that's the name of the website. So if you go to theenrichmentacademy.com, which is kind of, it's kind of just a skeletal version of the website right now, is throughout May, it's going to be my dedication is going to be building the website and adding different components for you to take part in. That's the podcast is going to be there. There's going to be programs that are offered. We're going to do a healing circle. So if you're part of my Lady Rising group, my Chakras for Beginners group, you're going to be invited to do our healing circles where we're going to do guided meditations and walkthroughs and really begin moving energy. Those will also be membership areas, and they will include different offerings throughout each membership tier. So you can be on the lookout for that. The podcast is going to be housed there. So if you're using a platform like Apple or Google or Spotify, totally fine. But you can also view the podcast on the website. And there'll be a tab across the top of the page that says podcast. So you can see stuff there. The other is there's going to be a blog that's coming. Again, I'm going to be building that through May. So you can go there now, but you're not going to see much. There's not a lot going on the website right now, but you will see that in the coming months. But the blog will be there. So instead of listening to the podcast, you're late at night, everybody's sleeping, and you want to, you know, get the next episode, there's going to be blogs that are coming out that will be associated with each of the podcasts. So I'm excited about that. What else is coming? I think that's probably it for the website. It's all going to be starting to unfold. You'll start seeing different things showing up. So stay tuned to that. If you're not a part of my Facebook groups, please check those out. It's Lady Rising on Facebook. There's a couple of guys in there. Don't worry about the name. It is just about rising and stepping in. It really is about leading your life and more personal and spiritual development. Then on my another Facebook group is I have Chakras for Beginners, which is very chakra energy related, very specific to each chakra. We're going to be polishing all of those up and really starting to dive into more chakra education. So that's all going to be coming. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work doing this. But you know, my purpose is to learn all this information, which I love learning, and then sharing it all with you, breaking it down into bite-sized chunks and easy to understand analogies, and then giving you these teaching tools so you can transform your life. So I'm happy to do all this work, but it's, you know, it's going to unfold over the course of the next few months. So let's talk about acceptance. When something like this changed, you know, that was kind of out of my control, it wasn't a decision that I made. It wasn't a different choice that I made or anything. It's all of a sudden I got this news. The podcast is changing its upload and you'll have to go to this other platform and whatever. And It was shocking. I went through a range of emotions, but the bottom line is I really surrendered. And so what is going on in your life now where there is something that's happening that is sort of out of your control? Because sometimes when we don't go with the flow and we don't see those subtle signs that source energy is trying to share with us, and we don't see them, so we don't make the choices that eventually the signs don't show up and the road just ends. And you are now at a crossroads, like a T in the road, if you will, or a fork in the road where you're like, oh, I'm just going to keep going and just see how this goes. And somewhere in your mind, you're thinking, this is a bad idea. You know, going with a job that you don't like or staying in a relationship that is less than satisfying. And you come to that fork in the road and divine intervention is like, here, you need to change. You need to wake up and you need to do something different. Well, that was one of these things for me. And there's been lots of them, you know, where I knew all the signs were there in this relationship and it was just bad and it was getting worse. But I'm just like, I'm just going to stick it out and just see what happens. Well, then eventually, you know, I come home and she's packing, right? And it's divine intervention. And so when I can sit back and I can say, all right, I'm going to go with the flow, It's really, really challenging, especially for the types, like the personality type that I have, where I want to be in charge and I want to be in control and I'm the leader. And it's tough when something like that happens and I am now supposed to just sit back and let it happen. Well, it is about sitting back and letting it unfold, but in the process is being curious and allowing yourself to be inspired by the change. And that's what I continue doing. Was it difficult at times? Yes. Was there a lot of F words? Yes. Was there tears? Was there tantrums? Yes, of course, because I want things my way, right? I don't want to change when I don't want to change. But you know what? I'm on this planet to elevate, and I don't know how much longer I have on the planet. It could be 2 years. It could be 25 years. It could be 90 years. Who has any idea? All I know is that I'm here for a greater purpose. And I hope that you are walking side by side with me as I go through these changes, that I'm walking side by side with you as you go through your life changes. And I think that this change is going to be good. And I remember going through some breakups and I'd be driving down the road trying to escape my pain and escape my emotional state and then thinking, you know, even though I don't want to let go of this because it's change and it's scary, but there's something out there that's better. And I'm crossing my fingers that that's what this is. This is the river of change. And I've just gone over a waterfall and maybe I'm still sort of falling, but I hope that this is now going to land me into a big, beautiful pond with lots of support and lots of people and maybe increased numbers and increased income and a great business on the other side where I'm transforming lives. And that includes yours. So if you're with me on this journey, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for you sticking with me and being with me. If you're new to this experience, thank you for being here and checking this out. And I really hope that you will join my Facebook groups. Maybe pop in there and say hi, or maybe share with me some content you'd love me to talk about or an issue you have going on in your life. I would love to be able to talk about that and guide you if I could. And then also, I don't know, if you've been listening, throw your favorite episode of mine out on the page. Let me know that you're listening and say, you know what, this is my favorite episode and this is how it helped me. I would love to hear that feedback. And you can do that in the Lady Rising Facebook page. And if you come in, if you're new to that group and you come in through the membership area, just say, I came in through the podcast. And then, but talk with me. Make a post or send a message or join the chat and let us know what you got going on. So I'm excited about all this. I hope you are too. And I hope to see you soon. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.